Good evening, advisors, and thank you for tuning in to Fantasy Radio, the Matthew Corbett session. My name is Kieran Moore, and tonight in the studio we have a sort of Wiltshire, sort of based area band, Burnt Through. Here we have Andy in studio.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Andy. I'm the lead singer of Burnt Through.
I'm the bass player. My name's Elliot.
And I'm Mitch, all right there.
You don't normally sound that Wiltshire, Mitch.
You said Wiltshire, so...
Yeah, so you're all ex-members of other bands. We have unclean members in the band?
Just one now. Oh, no, sorry, two. Yeah, sorry, the drummer.
Yeah, see, the drummer.
Oh, the drummer.
The drummer. Didn't I hear that he died?
Yeah, the drummer, yeah.
The terrible accident with the train and
It was dreadful.
It was dreadful. Yeah. So you're now on the search for a new drummer?
Yeah.
We have been for a while.
Oh, bless
him.
Since the start. And Mitch, you used to be a Magic Animal.
Yeah.
Which everybody from Devices will remember because you played a lot of shows.
We did.
And remember that night in Chippenham that I did your sounds at the Jack's Landing? Do you remember that night?
Oh, yeah.
Every band on the bill played the same cover. Do you remember that?
I don't remember what cover it was, though.
It was Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, we did.
That was great. That was a really good night. Anyway, so guys, you're in tonight. You're doing a session. Completely stripped it back. Completely, totally different to your normal sounds. How would you normally sound?
Better than that.
Nah, just heavy, really. It's much heavier. It's much fuller.
Faster, heavier, louder.
Yeah.
But you played at the Bell earlier in the year, and that was your first show?
That was our first show.
Yeah,
to see of you, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. I wasn't trying to put that in there. it might not have been your first show, I couldn't remember.
No, it wasn't.
But you've done lots of shows since then. You did the Swindon Shuffle,
which
we had Dave Franklin earlier in the year. You've done other things locally. We'll come on to the rest of your shows later. But, okay, let's take us into a song. What's your first song you did for us tonight?
Hangin'.
Yeah. Okay, this is Burnt Through with Hangin'.
These feelings have darker and darker, leave me open. I'm just a pawn for you to play with. I'll cut my wrists, y'all leave me hanging. Y'all leave me hanging. Y'all leave.
Burn through with hanging. Now, guys, you were just telling me then that I mispronounced the name.
Yeah.
Actually, how is it pronounced?
Burn through.
Burn through.
Yes. Yeah.
But as one word.
Yeah. As one word.
As one word. And it's not actually through, is it? It's THRU.
Correct. Yeah.
So when we're looking you up online, which
yep.
Burn through.
Burnthrough.com.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook.com/ burn through. BURNTHRU.
SoundCloud.com/ burn through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you've just said actually your drummer didn't really die.
No,
so actually he's just
in training.
Just in training.
He's yeah, in the SAS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you got to keep quiet.
He's
about
up Snowden.
It.
Well, he's not supposed to tell anyone.
He likes to say it's the SAS, but
it's
really,
Super Army soldiers, you know.
Yeah,
he's doing Dancing on Ice.
Yeah, basically,
it's actually quite famous.
You know, yeah, actually, that seems like it would suit him. Dancing
it's the hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah, it's got the physique. The dress he's wearing.
Actually, we were talking about mankinis and stuff earlier and onesies, weren't we?
We
can't really go into that route. It was far too. It wasn't broadcast
graphic.
I don't know. I do think that everybody should wear a onesie. I think it should be.
I tweeted a picture of you earlier.
Thank you.
And I added the band at Twitter.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So all of your fans now be able to see you in a onesie.
I just think it's the way ahead.
We're doing a fancy dress gig at the church in West Lavender on what date? 28th.
Friday night.
Yeah.
I wonder why that sticks in my mind.
There's
nothing else going on. No.
Everyone has to come in fancy dress.
Fancy dress.
We'll be there.
That actually does sound really cool.
It's
I won't steal it for my night, okay? We'll make it exclusively your thing.
Yeah, we're just that shows really sort of give something back to all the people that just come to all our shows, and
it's a very local one. I spent a lot of years in a church.
So yeah, and obviously Chris did as well, being Lavington land.
Exactly.
So
it's just give something back. We've got so many really great fans that come to all of our shows. Spend a lot of money coming to shows. Spend a lot of money behind the bar coming to shows, and it's just our way of just saying thanks for coming, free gig. And
have you got any support on that night?
Yeah, it's a band called The Damned and the Dirty from Swindon.
Well, that's going to be kind of cool. We'll get a band in from outside of the area.
Yeah.
Great band as well.
They're a great new band, and we just kind of... They've only played a couple of gigs so far, and we just wanted to sort of give them a chance to play in front of a new crowd. And
yeah,
I hope they're ready for all the mankinis as well.
Well, yeah, actually, I think you should definitely have some sort of prize for the mankinis, because I think that could be Facebook gold. Come the following morning, and I think that might outdo my Dave McPherson gig. I don't think we're going to have any mankinis there.
Compare photos, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. If he stays the night, or maybe we'll swing by the Lavington on the way home, and we'll just see it. We'll come down and just say hello. Yeah, and,
we'll get him a mankini.
We'll get him a mankini.
Kenners needs to outdo himself as well from a kid's wedding.
Oh yeah. So our drummer got married a couple of weekends ago.
We were just talking about that.
That was before he went on SAS training.
Before we went
on
Dancing
on Ice.
And Dancing on Ice.
Dancing on Ice.
And he...
He's a busy lad.
So, pardon?
He's a busy lad.
Someone turned up to the wedding dressed in a full sheep's costume.
Sean the Sheep.
Sean the Sheep.
Smartly dressed, and everyone's in cravats and all that, and he turns up as Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah. Okay.
It was hilarious.
Did they know this was going to happen?
No.
Was it? Right.
No.
Did it kind of be a bit awkward?
No, only he can get away with this. Right, he's okay. One of them guys that can get away with it at any occasion, anywhere, anywhere.
Okay, you know what? We've actually gone off topic here. We're not talking about the band. So let's get back on to, let's talk about that band. What would you say your influences are? Let's talk about your influences.
Beer and Sabbath.
Beer and Sabbath, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to it and I'm thinking you've got a kind of early noughties kind of really powerful sort of sound that was coming out post all that new metal thing. All that died and it was... You had that really powerful bands coming through like Filter and people like that. I'm thinking, yeah, it sounds that sort of almost American style. Would you say that was fair? Almost, or am I completely off the bat here?
Oh, I love American bands, yeah. System of a Down, Tool, bands like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, actually, I'd say that was definitely there. I'm feeling that vibe. Not necessarily so much from the session we've had tonight, because that's obviously a new element to it, but definitely from the recorded music you've already sent us. So, which you played Tick earlier.
Yes, we did.
Is that the second song you're going to play for us tonight?
Song, yes.
Okay, let's go in. Let's play Tick and we'll come back and talk about some of your dates. So this is Burn Through with Tick.
And if I quit, would I get left behind? I don't wanna be left to the grind. Wanna experiment so many things. Let's see what my future brings. Could it be life? Could it be death? I ask you softly with my dying breath. Open up your mind, open up the door. Let me hear the sound of your applause. Do the grind, wanna experiment so many things. Let's see what my future brings. Still the kid I used to be, with more to lose. As the silence draws me in, which route will I choose? Open up my soul, I'm left feeling empty. This was my last goal. Go and open up my mind, go and open up my soul. I'm still a kid I used to be, oh, and more to lose. As the silence draws me in, which route will I choose?
That was Burn Through with Tick there. Still got the band in the studio with us. What are your dates you've got coming up?
We've got quite a few coming up. So tonight we've got The Vic.
Oh yes, your EP launch. That's with right. Songs of Praise with Dave Franklin.
Absolutely.
Who came to Fantasy earlier in the year and did the whole Swindon Shuffle thing that you played. So
that's right, yeah.
That's nice. Keeping it all in the family.
Yeah. So we're playing with, a few shows of White Knuckle Blood. White Knuckle Bride. Yeah, we know them guys quite well.
Well, they did a session as well, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
It's kind of like, we're focusing all the local musicians, hence why you're all here. And they're all turning out really, really well. I was quite pleased with what you did earlier, so...
At least you were.
Yeah. I mean, it took two dozen takes, but yeah, we got there in the end.
I still messed up.
Sorry, what are the dates you got coming up?
Yeah, on Friday we're playing The Swan in Wantage.
Okay.
And then Saturday we're playing Castle Stock in Medstead in Hampshire, and then that's in the afternoon, and then the evening we're playing the Railway Inn in Winchester.
Oh, okay, two shows in one day.
Yeah,
busy. See, that's the way to do it. That's dedication.
And work in the morning for me as well. I just want to add that I've got work in the morning, then two shows, you know.
Unfortunately, when people say that, it's like normally that's like really great and really like heroic. But then I say, well, actually, I'm a postman, so I'm getting up at 6:15 or 5:00. So you've got no excuse. Obviously, you have. That's quite impressive. But you two, come
Saturday,
on.
Saturday, I actually get a lie in. I'll probably get up about 7:00.
That's a lie in.
That is a lie in for me.
Yeah, I'm quite jealous. Sorry, carry on going, Andy. What else you got?
We've got, like we said earlier, the 28th. We're playing the Churchill.
Yes.
And the 4th of October, the Music Box in Salisbury.
Nice.
And the 12th of October, we're playing at Riff's Bar, and that's kind of the final night of the sort of those clump of dates. And we're going to have a little bit of a break.
You were saying about this earlier. You're going to have a break. Yeah. Sort of. This isn't
just want to write new stuff.
But I say this is like a creative break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the EP that's coming out on the 20th September.
Oh yeah, it's coming out today. Check it out, buy it.
Buy it so we can record a new
one. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, everywhere. Buy it, please.
But that one obviously was written with our other guitarist when he was in the band.
This is Sid.
Yeah.
Who's now left.
Yes.
So you're actually on the lookout for a new guitarist.
No.
You're going to go as a four-piece.
One guitar. Yeah.
I like that. I like bands who can pull off a sound with one guitar. That's I like that. You don't need two guitars.
That's why we want to write new stuff.
it took a little bit convincing for the whole four piece. We've done a couple of gigs.
It is working out really well.
There are lots of great bands out there. Rage Against the Machine only have one guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
There is, you know, especially from a mixing point as well. I hate it, especially with sort of, not necessarily your band, but some particularly heavy bands, they dip their mids. So you get no distinction between two guitars. So trying to mix, that's a nightmare. It just sounds like a sludge.
Just having more room on stage as well.
I definitely need room. I'm the only one with a hair.
Oh, okay, yeah, to flick about.
Yeah, you know.
You should get one of those fans that point up to you so you can do that thing where you put your foot over it and it sort of billows out.
Well, yeah, you see, if like the cooler you look, the then people don't notice your mistakes or anything, you know.
There you go.
And I make a lot of mistakes.
Hence, she doesn't attempt.
But you look cool making them, so it, you know.
That's what counts.
Although we are taking a break, we are playing a couple of shows in November.
Okay.
We're playing the 12 bar on the 10th of November. And we've got a gig on the 16th of November playing with a band called the Dark Sinatras. They're not a local band, they're from London, and the bassist is the bassist from Jamiroquai.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, and it's a Children in Need night, so we're going to be playing
that. Dude from Jamiroquai did a thing at Riff's a while back.
That's right, yeah.
Was that band, or was it a different band?
That was the same band, yeah.
The same band.
So they're coming back, and they pull in a big crowd, so we're hoping to take along a few people. We're looking forward to making some money for Children in Need and all that rhubarb.
Riff's
is
a quality place to play.
Yeah,
it's got a really good vibe there, haven't
definitely. And Andy's, like, awesome as well.
Yeah.
JK as well, just on with the thing about Jamiroquai, JK was in Devizes not long ago in the Pizza Express.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely true story.
You mean he wasn't in Weatherspoons?
What's wrong with the man?
Yeah, come on, beer and burger,
all
five
breakfast,
quid.
Come on.
Yeah, there he went, and so there you go. Anyway, look, thanks guys for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Alex.
The onesies, everything, it's just been brilliant. what's this last track you're going to play?
M.O.
Oh, M.O., sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
M.O.
M.O., yeah.
M.O. as in...
Modus operandi.
Mm-hmm.
distract me. Come on now, think this through. I wrote you a letter to explain just how I feel. Yeah, yeah. You're trying on your dresses in that little store. You imitate my accent, which leaves me wanting more. I ask you to the bar, you rock up with your friends, and I hope it was walking by the river. I say some stupid things, I go and take it too far, and throw in my stupid ring. You're so sweet and you're so cool, you think I'm acting like a fool. Yeah, yeah. You're trying on your dresses in that little store. You imitate my accent, which leaves me wanting more. I ask you to the bar, you rock up with your friends. Jump with me.